Spectis Radio, FM 104.6.
We've got a special guest, and we've decided that Martin Ward looks like brother of David Parkinson, who reads our news. You are a dead ringer.
Well, I'll take that as a compliment.
Welcome. How are you?
Thank you very much. I'm fine. Thank you for having me here.
Now, look, the Samaritans do wonderful work all year round, but I would imagine if we looked at graphs and things, there'll be periods of time when it spikes and, you know, there's more use, there's more phone calls, there's more need at certain times of the year. Are we just about to approach that time?
We certainly are. The lead up to Christmas is always a tricky one for a lot of people. When you walk around, when you watch your television, you see all these wonderful ads for Christmas shops, for Christmas festivities, Christmas food, everybody enjoying that together as a family. It's not like that for everybody. And this time of year, people, I think, are likely to feel more isolated and alone than at other times of the year. Particularly, you know, they're coming up to Christmas, and after that, of course, it's the new year. Everybody's celebrating the start of a new year. But maybe for some people, it's not a cause for celebration, because perhaps they find themselves facing a huge problem. Perhaps it's a problem to do with their health. Perhaps it's a problem to do with their loved ones. Perhaps it's something else. But often the case, I think, that people try to face these things alone, and that's very, very difficult. If they could only maybe access some kind of help, some kind of support, they would feel a lot better. But accessing that support in this day and age, I think, is extremely difficult. Samaritans, it's been in existence for 70 years. It's evolved from an organization that solely dealt with suicide into some other organization that can offer support to those in need. Maybe it's a mental health issue. Maybe it's, as I say, maybe they're facing some kind of operation. Maybe they need our support for that reason. But we are there. We are there to support people in need. People can phone us up. We have a free phone number. And we're there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So anytime you feel that you want that support, you can pick up the phone and call us.
And I would imagine that we mentioned Christmas, and you know, we picture people alone. We picture people going through a difficult time. And, you know, that is going to happen this year. But also, you know, even if you're a person that is around a big family, you can feel just as lonely in a crowded room with you know, and Lord only knows what goes through people's minds when they reach that rock bottom. You know, they don't necessarily have to feel like there's no one around them, that you know, other people can make them feel lonely. But it's sparing a thought and noticing. Do you think that we play a major part in what's going to happen in the next couple of months? You can help people. You can, you know, before they get to that point where they think, I'm at rock bottom, I need to make a phone call.
Yes.
You know, there's certain things that we can do as people.
Absolutely. We can support each other, and it's as simple as that. If you know of that friend, that family member who's been going through a rough time, who doesn't know what to do, doesn't know what to say, you call them up. Ask them how they are. Ask them what they're doing. Do they want you to come round? Do they want you to take them out? Do you want, you know, to sit down and just have a chat with them? Because being able to do that is so important. We, I think, take it for granted in society that the person next to us is fine. The person next to us is doing okay. Perhaps they're not. Perhaps, you know, when they get invited, if they get invited maybe to a Christmas party, and they're there, and as you say, they're in a crowded room, and perhaps they're alone with their thoughts, not really able to communicate, not really able to socialize, go up to them and talk to them. say, how are you? How are you doing? What's been happening for you? You know, it's doesn't cost anything, but it could save them a lot of anguish. And it could even save their life if previously they felt they could not talk to anybody, they could not unburden themselves. Offer them that chance. Give them that support.
I would imagine, we've mentioned this before, but, you know, we're just about to go into the Christmas period and, you know, I would imagine numbers are going to be high. So, you know, it's a case of, look, we should prepare ourselves. But I'm just going back to 40, 50 years ago when it probably wasn't as prominent as it is now or prolific as it is now. You know, how do you cope? Because, you know, you're one organisation, and I would imagine that, you know, that you're not overwhelmed with people that are wanting to help. I'm sure there's lots of people that want to help, but I would imagine at times, especially this time of year when you're going to get really, really busy. And in a minute we'll talk about, you know, if you wanted to help out, you wanted to know more about Samaritans and so on. But how do you approach this time of year? Do you approach it with some kind of dread, or do you approach it with right, we've got people in place, we can do our bit?
Yes, absolutely. We recognise that this time of year is going to be difficult for an awful lot of people. We don't approach it with dread. We have very, very well-trained listeners who are there, ready to take those calls, to answer those emails, and to give that support that is so vital at this time of year. We recognise that, as I say, As you go around at the moment, it being the third week in November, you think Christmas was already here. But Christmas is still 4 weeks away. And that means for a lot of people it gives them the opportunity to have that feeling of isolation for a very long period of time. The thing about Christmas is that it's, you know, if we believe what it says in the adverts and see on the television, it's a really happy time of year, but it's not for everybody. Mm. We as an organisation know that this period that we're coming into is going to be one of our busiest. It's going to be one of the busiest of the year. But we're prepared for that. We know that people are going to be phoning us up and sending us messages to say, what can I do? Mm. How can I get through it?
And I would imagine, because Christmas seems to get earlier and earlier, that dread for those people is bigger.
It is, yes. For all kinds of reasons. Maybe they lost somebody at this time of year. Maybe this was the time of year that, you know, something happened to them. Maybe they're facing health problems. Maybe, you know, they can't face even going out of the front door for various reasons. What I would say is, don't feel isolated. Don't feel that you're coping with this on your own. Please just call us. We won't know who you are. You're going to be somebody who has picked up the phone and dialed our number. But we will be there to support you. We will be there to listen to you. And you can talk about anything. There is no pressure. There is no judgment. There is nothing that we would say to you that you would feel regretful of taking that step. We are there to listen and to support.
Do you know, earlier on, you were out in the green room and you were doing a podcast.
Yes.
That is also appearing in the Observer. Is that right?
Yes, it is. Yes. The Observer and the County Press.
And the numbers were quite scary, but also equally you talked about, and we're going to play this on the show tomorrow, you were talking about the ages, and bearing in mind what we are, who we are on the island, it's going to affect all of those people that, you know, are of a certain age. And we're not just talking about old people here, we're talking about, you know, there was a breakdown of ages of men and women that are going to be more likely to be thinking about, you know, suicide. And that's scary.
Yes, it is a very scary thought. The Office for National Statistics provide data on rates of suicide in England and Wales. And the latest data that it's available is for last year. In total, there were 6,069 registered suicides in those two countries. This was an increase over 10% from the previous year. This is the highest recorded rate that we've seen since 1999, so it goes back quite a long way. In Scotland and Ireland, Northern Ireland, they have their own organisations for recording these statistics. In Scotland, suicides went up by about 4%. The only place that they actually came down was in Northern Ireland. And this was a decrease of 34 from the previous year. And in that region, funny enough, the rolling average of suicide deaths has remained quite stable. However, when we look at ages, it does throw it into sharp relief, because in England and Wales, the highest rate of suicide in terms of age and gender was shown to be in men aged between 45 and 49, whilst the age group in females that recorded the highest rate was between 50 and 54 years of age. So quite similar ages. Looking at a broader age range, men between 45 and 64 have had the highest rates of suicide since 2010, so for the past 14 years. A similar situation does exist for women. Those aged between 45 and 64 have recorded the highest rates of suicide since 2005, so even longer. It's a strange fact that whilst women are more likely to have suicidal thoughts than men, men are three times more likely to take their own life than women. And that could be for a variety of reasons. It is often been said that men find it more difficult to open up and talk about things that are affecting them. And that's something that's been carried out through the generations.
Are you surprised sometimes? I mean, I know we had a conversation off air, and I don't want to put words in your mouth, and I don't want to get you into trouble. I don't mind. I can do that myself. You know, but people... Are we doing enough as a nation? I mentioned that very recently Chris Hoy was diagnosed with prostate cancer, and everyone's talking about it. Off the back of the King having treatment as well for it, you know, it's a hot topic, and you know the big media are running with it. It's a big thing. It's under the spotlight.
Yes,
and you know, in previous years it was motor neurone disease for numerous years, and it was fantastic to see it under the spotlight and people talking about it in high places and so on. I'm not quite sure enough has been done, but are you disappointed that, you know, this is still going on? This is and we get it out now and again, and we bat it around, and not enough has been done. And you got people like Liam Payne recently taken his I'm assuming that he's taken his own life. I don't think there's been a full investigation yet, but it would appear that that's what's happened. And other pop stars, other big names and so on, and you just look at it and think it's out there for everyone to see, and yet we don't talk. It's almost like, are the directors of these media outlets men? They don't want to talk about it. You know, because we do need to talk about it.
Yes.
We need to have a chat, and it's as simple as that. You'll get campaigns for, I see Vinnie Jones, you know, pumping hearts and doing things like that. We need something. If Bob Hoskins was alive, we could have the slogan, you know, it's good to talk, because it is, and we
it
need
is,
to.
Yeah. You're absolutely right. The problem I think we have is that when it is a campaign such as the physical ability to save someone's life, you get somebody well known on board like Vinnie Jones, people tend to watch it and to learn from it. When it comes to mental health, when it comes to people feeling suicidal, we don't have that same, I think, that same approach to it. And Chris Hoy has, and sadly for him and for his fans, got prostate cancer. But he has now come out and said what he has about that. People have listened because it's Chris Hoy. The media has listened because it's Chris Hoy. People have taken it on board because it's Chris Hoy. But it seems that when it comes to mental health and suicide, the only thing that happens is when it's too late, when that person has actually taken that step. We have to change that. We have to change that. Governments have to change that. We as a nation have to change that, because we have to look at that head on and say, right, this person is suffering, this person has problems. Let's not attack him or her for that. Let's not vilify them on social media for that. Let's treat that with sympathy. Let's treat that with kindness. Let's treat that with this person's going through this bad time. What can we do to help? Because unless we do that, we're always going to be faced with, well, it's too late. And that's the sad fact.
I think we just, obviously, you're absolutely right. We just need to speak up. We need to talk more. We need to get it out in the open. We need to just make sure that we are talking. Keep the conversation going. And, you know, as Bob Hoskins would have said, it's good to talk, and we should, because that will make a massive difference.
It's a simple phrase, but it's very, very appropriate. It's good to talk. It's good to communicate. It's good to unburden yourself. And there are times, of course, when if you don't want to do that with somebody who you know very well, with your best friend, with a member of your family, then talk to a stranger. Talk to us. Give us a call. As I say, we're not going to judge you. We're not going to pressure you into anything. It's your call. It's you know, you can dictate what you say in the call. But having that ability to unburden yourself, to say what's on your mind, to talk about those feelings, those thoughts, maybe that will lead somewhere. Maybe that will lead you to thinking, yeah, actually, now having spoken about it, maybe there is something I can do. Maybe there are things I can do to tackle my problem, you know, go in a certain direction. Who knows?
You probably, I mean, let's be honest. If you talk to people about how you're feeling, they've probably felt exactly the same way as you at some point in their lives anyway.
Yes.
And they have come out the other side, which is a good thing. It's a
Absolutely.
Positive thing.
Absolutely.
So look, you are always on the lookout for new Samaritans. So how do people go about being a Samaritan? They might be listening now and thinking, hey, look, I can help. I've been through some stuff, and I'd like to pass on my experience or be a listener and help people. How do they?
Yes. The best way is to contact our website, access our website, which is www.samaritans.org, and have a look on there, because there will be information about joining your local branch of Samaritans. Hopefully we will we pick up listening volunteers at the Isle of Wight branch maybe 3 or 4 times a year, and the training is first class, can't fault it. You will be able to learn everything that you need to know about becoming a listening volunteer. And it's I can only say that the end result is so rewarding when you get that call and you've helped somebody. And who knows, you know, that you can join the organisation, you can get involved as much or as little as you want to. There is absolutely no pressure on you to do anything more than what you want to do. And we're always looking for volunteers, and hopefully through this we will be able to reach that person who maybe has been thinking about it but who hasn't taken that step. Come on board, see what we do, see what we're like.
Okay, look, what's the number? If you're lonely this Christmas, you're lonely any time, what's the number that we've got to ring?
The number is a free phone number. You can ring any time, and it is 116 123.
Okay, I'm going to lighten the load now, all right?
Okay.
it's this time of year that people are starting thinking about Christmas, and in some cases people got lots and lots of stuff and they're going to get a lot more stuff. Okay, you can help. Okay, you might be you're not going to be those people that are going to be struggling and don't know where, you know, the presents are going to come from and so on. Mm. But there is a way that you can help. So if you're thinking about having a clear out of stuff that you know, don't chuck it in landfill. There are certain things that you could take to the Samaritan shop in Newport.
Absolutely.
Okay, and they can sell it and keep going, and everything, you know, keeps ticking over. Equally, if you get a really crummy present this Christmas and you want to get rid of it, or you get something that don't fit, you know, a jumper or so on, that can be used in the same way. So take your stuff down to the Samaritan shop in Newport.
Absolutely. No, that's very, very good advice. We are always on the lookout for donations. Every penny that we raise goes to supporting what we do on the island. And they're always grateful for people coming in with donations. The shop is in Lugley Street in Newport. Just call in when it's open and, you know, pop your stuff in there. They'll be delighted.
Hey, look, it's always good to talk to you.
And you.
I think it's incredible what you do. So, you know, have the happiest of Christmases. And
thank you very
much. We will see you in the new year. And, yeah, thank you for what you do and your team as well.
Thank you, Ian. We really appreciate these opportunities.